Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing. Welcome to day 21 of Embodied Surrender. Happy winter solstice. This means that today is the start of a new season, a new chapter, a new next shedding of what's to come, of your becoming. So one thing we want to look at is what's inside you. Let's say you are carrying a cup of tea and somebody bumps into you. First of all, whose fault is that something spills out? Is it the person that bumped into you? Do you say, well, it's your fault because you bumped into me? Or is it yours because you're carrying the tea? And what spills out when you're bumped? You're carrying tea, so tea spills out. Now, let's say you're carrying anger and you get bumped. Anger is going to spill out. Whose responsibility is that? That anger spills out. Well, you're the one carrying the cup. It's inside you. So, when things are easy, it is easy to focus on the thing that you are trying to do. So let's say, for example, winning, if you're already winning, you're playing a sport and you're winning already, it's a lot easier to be like, yeah, I'm going to focus on winning. The growth happens when you are not winning and you can still hold winning all the way till the end. The greatest stories always have to come back. You know, when you're watching, again, when you're watching a football game or whatever, and the team is down that you're cheering for, and then they all of a sudden they make a comeback and win. It's crazy. Everyone goes wild because it was a comeback, right? Because it's harder to hold. It's easy to hold winning when you're winning. It's hard to hold winning when you're not winning. That's where the skill is. If you are, let's say you want to drive a car, except you're scared of driving a car, then you cultivate courage at that time, because courage requires fear in order for you to be able to cultivate it. There's no courage without the fear there, because if you weren't scared of driving, it would just be driving. It wouldn't be a courageous thing for you. It wouldn't require you to summon courage. When we're building the muscle by working out, by lifting weights, we talked about how you build the muscle by tearing it, because you work it. It's not the first rep that the muscle is built on, unless you're using, you know, a super heavy weight and you're only going for one rep. But typically, let's say you choose a weight that you can lift 10 times. It's not the first few times. It's the last time. It's when you're struggling to lift it. That's when the muscle is built back stronger. So it is in when you're lifting weights, you need to make it so that you're weak in order to become stronger. You weaken your muscle. You build until you lift until your muscle is weak, and then you become strong. You lift in order to become stronger. You lift until you're weak. So the skill is developed not when things are going well, but when things are not going well. When you get bumped, what spills out of you? Because that's what, it's easy to carry the anger. It's easy to carry the sadness. It's easy to carry that when no one's there to bump you. Now, what spills out when a little kid comes and bumps you. Is it anger? Because they just accidentally tripped and fell because, you know, they're two. And that's what happens when you're around two-year-olds. Or someone slips and bumps into you. Or someone purposely bumps into you. What spills out of you? That's what you need to work on. It's your responsibility. What spills out is your responsibility. Because it's within you. If you were not carrying it, it wouldn't have come out in the first place. Even if you were bumped. Because there are times where you'll be bumped and they'll just be, ah, I'm sorry, didn't mean to, didn't see you. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's okay. Because there would have not been anger there to spill out of. Now, we've gone through 21 days of this embodied surrender challenge. And I hope you are getting some breakthroughs. And I hope that things are changing for you. If you feel like you need more support, if you feel like this is amazing and I see where some of my blocks are and I'd really like to talk to you or I'd really like to do some one-on-one work with you, I'm going to open up some spots in January for some one-on-one work. Now, this is not like going to the chiropractic, to my practice. It's different from that. In my practice, I am regulated. I am a chiropractor, and so there's certain rules that I need to be able to follow, and we can't always go to the depth that is necessary during that. So it would be some one-on-one coaching calls in order to delve deeper for you in embodied surrender. I do magical work one-on-one. So if this is something that you might want to do, this is just what came yesterday, so I think I'll honor that. It would be two calls in January of 30 minutes, and it would be each, and one would be about some kind of something that you're still holding on to, something that you want to let go of, kind of surrender. And then in January, it is going to be, and the second call would be how to set up your year. There's a free masterclass, or it might be, well, it'll be free with the option. I'm probably going to pick a charity or something to support this year when I do some masterclasses. So it'll be by donation or free if that's where you are right now in terms of finances. And it'll be the best year ever, 2026 version. Last year I did best year ever, 2025 version. So I think it'll be quite fun to continue that. So first of all, there is number one, a free masterclass, which I will put out as soon as I figure out the date for that, called best year ever, 2026. And then if you feel like you would like to go deeper on this for yourself with a one-on-one call for me, then it will be, the price will be 222, so 222, because that's the number that's been popping up recently for me. And that will be until the end of the year, so January 31st. After that, it's going up to 333, and it's only for you guys in embodied surrender that it's 222. Everybody else, when I put out the offer, if somebody wants to talk through that, it will be 333, so 333. But I will send a link out for that shortly if that is something that you desire, and we can sit down and do that. Otherwise, we will be continuing in here until December the 30th in embodied surrender. I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for the emails. It is lovely to, sometimes I feel like I'm just talking to myself or talking to one person. One of you, I had mentioned, I feel like I'm just talking to myself sometimes. And then one of you said, just pretend like you're talking to me. Actually, a couple of you said that. So now I see your faces and I'm like, oh, I'm talking to you guys because I know you guys are listening. And so thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.